Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good. Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
There's a lot of rooms and a lot of space in this house, and
You know what I'm saying? I'm rearranging. I'm getting rid of old shit. You know what I mean? Making room for the stuff that we keep in, making room for new shit. I'm spring cleaning. I'm revamping the house. So, yeah, you know, it takes more than one day. I'm only one person. I'm doing this shit by myself.
Shit, them kids be cleaning like a motherfucker.
You must have listened to last week's show, dog.
Great job.
You know what, dog? I wish I had you on here last week, man, because they burnt the hole in my ass last week when I said that.
You know, it's mama's duty in my eyes, in my opinion, it's mama's duty to set shit up, and then it's up to them to keep it the way I've set it up. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm putting shit the way I feel it needs to go, and then it's up to them to keep it the way, you know what I mean, I set it up.
Oh, okay. You in a setup stage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm revamping. I'm redoing everything. Like, I done rearranged my bedroom. I done rearranged the kids' bedroom. I've washed more clothes today than I think I have in all my life. I mean, but, you know, I'm not complaining. I still feel good. I got energy. I'm just, you know, I'm tired, but, shit, I'm still moving.
So
how do your kids?
16, 10, and 4.
16, 10, and 4?
15, 10, and 4. And my 15-year-old has been busting his ass. Please believe me. I put him to work as soon as he got home from school. And he's been doing the damn thing. I got to say, I'm proud of him. He's been my helper, for real.
Oh, okay. So you pretty much just spring cleaning just a little bit early.
Yeah, that's what I say. And you know, I got circumstances, so I'm trying to get everything set up to where when my shit is back normal, then there'll be no problems.
Okay.
I feel like, clean the hell out of my room. Are you in mom room?
Oh, shit. When I was like, you know, why don't you put the dresser right here? And why don't you put this? He was like, Mom, I got this. So I was like, okay, well, if you got a plan, I'm all with that. I'll let you set your room up the way you want to set it up. But, you know what I'm saying, after it's cleaned, I expect to keep, you know what I'm saying, I expect to keep seeing it clean. Because ain't nobody going through all of this for you to tear it up in 2 or 3 days. You're going to be picking it up.
I was told I pay the bills. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can say we can do whatever the fuck I want to. That's just the way I was raised. I'd be like, man, why are you in my room? Because I pay the motherfucking bills. That's what I was like. I mean, I'm just saying that's what I was told. The motherfucker, I did say that. I said, well, why are you in my room? Because I pay the motherfucking bills. That's why I'm in here. When you pay rent for this motherfucking room, that's when you get to say something. Until then, you shut the fuck up and you do what the fuck I say. But that's just...
He wasn't tripping because I was in there. I go in there. I raid his room if I feel like it. He just, you know, I let him decorate it the way he wants to. You know what I mean? He getting older.
I will give you that because I went through my Michael Jackson phase. I had a gang of Michael Jackson pictures on my wall. Then I went through my wrestling phase where I had a gang of wrestling pictures on the wall. Then I went through my NWA phase where I had all the NWA on the wall. And my mother pretty much, but you know what? My old man, he used to be like, man, take that shit down. That nigga used to get on my nerves with that bullshit. Take that shit down. Especially when he get in this drunken tirade. Take all that bullshit down. Mama, of course, my mom be like, you ain't got to take it down.
Right. I let him decorate how he wants to. I'm just saying, shit. If I got to go in there and I got to start throwing shit away, you know, you got too much shit, and shit, once I throw it away, it's gone. And, you know, like I told him, you know, you only way I'm going to get you new shit is if you got room for it. I'm not going to pile new shit on top of old shit on top of old shit. On, you know what I'm saying? This house is too big and it's too old. So, you know, too much shit creates shit you don't want in your house. And so that, you know, all that bullshit got to go.
All right, and that's understandable. I understand that. But, hey, check this out, y'all. I want to get into something. I want to get into something about relationships. And, Father Time, I'm going to ask you this first. All right. I just say, for instance, you and your girl. You and your wife. You and your wife, y'all, she say, I want a new car. And she go out and she buy her a new car. Well, you feel you're supposed to be a part of that equation?
I would hope so. I mean, at least take me with you.
Okay, but I mean, she take you with you, and you like, well, you know, I think we need to get this car. She say no. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, well, your car is your car, my car is my car, and I'm buying this car. Do you feel like that's appropriate? Do you feel that? Okay, well, I'm just going to ask. Do you feel that's appropriate?
I think that's fine. I wouldn't have no problem with that. I wouldn't have no problem with that. It's her car. All I can do is make suggestions, but shit, when all boils down to it, it's hers.
Okay, but at the end of the day, y'all married, so at the end of the day, it's y'all. Because you're going to have access to the car. She's going to have access to the car.
Well, but now, if we left the house and, okay, we're going to get you a car, and then, I mean, hey, to me, you can pick up whatever car you want. I mean, I'm still going to be able to drive it anyway. But if our goal was for her to pick her out a car today.
Okay, but let me ask you this. She got a problem with you driving her car.
Then shit, why the fuck are we married?
Good question.
Why would she have I don't understand why she would have a problem with driving her car. I mean, shit, if she's driving my car, I'm going to drive your car.
Nah, she. I feel like, and no, this is what she tell you. Your car is your car, my car is my car.
Nah, we got to sit down and talk before we leave there. Because we ain't on the same page.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, my wife both got a car. We both got a car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I drive her car, she drive my car. Whoever car got the most gas in it, that's the one we take.
Okay, and I mean, I ain't tripping on that, and I understand that wholeheartedly. Now, liquor store, let me ask you. Same scenario. He go to the car lot, and he say, well, this is my car. But y'all married. Y'all married, but this is his car. He feel like you had no say-so in his car. How do you feel about it?
You know what? I can agree with that. As far as, you know, I'm not going to put my shit in your car. You know what I'm saying? If I like to keep my, you know, this, that, and the other in my car, I'm not going to do that in your car because that's your car. Okay? You know, if you like certain music in your car, I'm not going to tamper with your music in your car. But we're married, so like you said, I have access to your car. If there's a reason or whatever where I'm like, babe, let me drive your car, if you don't have a problem with that, I don't have a problem with you driving my car, that's fine. And there's certain shit I'm not going to do in your car because it's your car. But
all right, well, let me ask you this. You wake up, and y'all go to work, but let's just say you go to work before he goes to work, and you decide to take the car that predominantly he is, and he goes off about it. Do you think he's justified?
Yeah, if I didn't ask him, hey, babe, or if I didn't say nothing, you know, or if he didn't know the night before, or if I had, you know, if I had circumstances, if my car didn't start and I had to be at work, and you know what I mean?
No, ooh, nothing like that, no circumstances.
Nothing like that. Well, then, yeah, I feel
like
he's justified. Because I'm supposed to tell him or I'm supposed to ask him, you know what I'm saying, babe, hey, can I take your car today? Ooh. I'm not supposed to just hop in his car at my leisure and
you know what?
Ride
now,
out.
The part about saying something, but I don't believe that, I don't believe that you have to be like, can I take your car? I mean, I'm talking from a married point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
I disagree.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
It depends on your mate, because your mate may not be the type of person who, you know, saying,
no,
but
no,
like,
you're not
going to
just jump
mate.
Up in my car and leave without telling me you're taking my car.
No,
yeah,
no, hold on. You didn't let me finish what I said, man. I feel like I'm taking this car today. I mean, because if we married, it's our car. If we together, I mean, even if we're not married, if we living together, we in a relationship, it's our car. So
you
if you like, well, if
no,
I need.
Hold on, man. Let me bring in Janine.
Okay.
What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, baby. What? Now, let me get Janine. Let me get you up to speed. You woke?
Yeah, I woke.
Yeah, you sound like you like, huh? Damn, I just woke up. No, I'm just fucking with you, baby. All right, Janine, let me ask you. Me and you, we together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go, you say, well, I'm finna go get a car.
Okay.
All right, and I say, you know, I say, well, okay, well, you like, well, I want this car, you know. Now, all right, we go get the car that you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but now I'm like, okay, well, I'm finna drive your car tomorrow. You know,
okay.
Granted, let's take away. All right, everybody, let's take away the new car feel. Of course, when you get the new car, of course everybody want to drive the new car. You know, at least that first time, let everybody else see the new car. Let's take that new car week or the new car 2 week or whatever people go through. Let's take that away. Let's go 6 months down the road.
Okay.
Then you wake up and you say, well, Taz, I'm taking your car to work. You just tell me, I'm taking your car to work in the morning. Or you wake me up and say, well, I'm going to take your car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, let me ask like this. I say, Janine, I'm going to take your car. Do you have a problem with me taking your car?
No. Why would I have a problem with you taking my car?
I agree with you. I don't think.
No, that's not what you said, man. You ain't say it like that. No, what you said was, would you have a problem taking the other person's car? And I'm saying, I would have a problem if you don't tell me. If you
don't say,
I'm going to take your car, you didn't say that at first.
All right, okay. Well, I mean, either way, I still agree. I don't think it's a problem. Either way, I don't think it's a problem. All right, well, Janine, let's just say you got up, I got up, and I took your car.
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad? You mad that I took your car?
No. I mean, if it was something I needed to do, I would just text you and be like, hey, how long are you going to be? Because I needed to do
No.
He got a car outside, too.
My car's outside. I just took your car.
Oh, well, then I just took your car.
Exactly. If I got a car to drive, it's not a problem.
Oh, shit.
What do it matter whose car you drive? If you together, both cars is both people.
I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem and Father Time, I'm actually kind of shocked at you because it's like, you know.
It goes like this, man. If we both, speaking from the Mary sense, we both got a car out there, okay? Mm-hmm. I drive the Expedition. That's my truck.
Mm-hmm.
She drives the van. That's her minivan. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I'm asleep and my truck is gone, I got a problem with that. Because you didn't ask me.
That's because
it's
she's
y'all.
Driving a van. So basically it's because she's driving a van. But if she had like a Camaro,
It don't matter what kind of car it is.
If her car was better than yours, you would still get mad that she drove your car.
Yeah, because you got your own car out there. Why you taking mine?
I mean,
if your shit ain't running, if we down to one car, then okay. But if both cars is running,
at the end of the day,
you don't ask me, I got a problem.
It's still y'all's car.
No, it's my truck and it's her van.
See, this is what I don't understand about that. Y'all in a relationship. Why is that? Why is it?
All right, we
married. Why is it? All right, but why is it? I mean, technically, it's y'all.
Well, technically, it is ours together. But if I'm driving this car all the time and you driving that car all the time, you tend to put a title on that. That's my car or that's my van. You associate a title with that of it's mine. So if you want to use my truck, you need to ask me if you can use my truck.
But it's y'all. It's not just yours.
Nothing.
Yeah, at the same time, though, that's just like if we both went half on a video game. We went half on a video game. I don't hardly play the game, but you play the game all the time. Sooner or later, you're going to put a title on that game and say, yeah, that's my game. You know what I'm saying? If somebody came over to the crib, you'd be like, that's my game. You ain't going to say, well, yeah, me and my roommate went half on the game. It's our game. You're going to say, yeah, it's my game. That's your game, dog? Yeah, that's my game.
That's It's fine for you to put ownership on it. But that's just like saying if the other person who put in on the game comes and decides to just play the game and don't tell you they took the game to go play, why would you get mad about that? They put in on a game. It's half theirs. Hell, you can say it's yours to whoever you like. But that don't mean they don't have the right to come use it when they choose to use it.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Don't take the game without telling me.
But it's half theirs.
That's apples and oranges. So number one, a video game that you went half on. Yes, no, it isn't the same thing. Because let me tell you why it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
a video game is not going to save your damn life in the time of a fucking crisis. But having a vehicle can. I cannot get you to the hospital if something happens with the video game. You can't go to the virtual hospital. That's not going to do shit for you. Okay? But having a vehicle outside.
What are you talking about?
That's why it's apples and oranges. You're talking about a necessity over a fucking video game. A vehicle is something you need.
No, I'm not. It's just like if we marry and we got a car and we making payments on the car, we making payments on our car. We going half on this car. It's the same thing. It's the exact same concept. You're just using two different products.
Do you need a video game? Do you need a video game? Is that life or death?
You don't need a car.
That's what I thought. No, you don't need no damn video game.
A car's not a necessity.
It is.
You don't need a car to survive.
If you have a family and work.
You still don't need it. It's a whole lot of families without a car out there that's still surviving.
But what I'm saying,
a car's not a necessity.
Am I the only one that feels like a video game and a car are on two different levels?
Hell,
it's the same
no.
thing.
No, hell no, it's not.
In the sense that I'm saying it, it's the exact same thing. I'm not comparing the two.
And
of course, you would rather have a car than a video game. But in the example that we're using, it's the same thing.
Sense,
either one of them is a necessity.
In a sense that you saying it because you're not making no sense.
It's the same thing, man.
Bullshit.
Same thing. Y'all need to read, man.
Really?
This don't have nothing to do with reading. I mean, seriously, Father Time, okay, look, for number one, you said your roommate and you went half on a video game. That's all wrecked apples and oranges, because we're talking about a married couple or a couple in a relationship and a vehicle. That's already apples and oranges.
But they went half on the car.
But I'm not your fucking roommate. I'm your wife.
It don't matter.
This is not
right,
the same thing.
It don't matter. Still half.
Well, then we go half on the house then. So if I decide that I don't want you to come home one night and I change blocks around, then that's perfectly fine.
It's the same thing.
Okay, well,
you ain't got no problem.
Okay, well,
it don't matter,
you know what? Okay, I hope
it don't matter what product
like
you put in there. It's still the same thing. You can put a house versus a car. It's still the same thing. You can put
and
a video game versus a house. It's still the
I
same
hope
thing.
You come home one day and I hope you come home one day and can't get in that motherfucker. That's what I hope. And then you'll understand why that's two different things.
I'll never be locked out of my own house. You believe that?
Don't never
I'm
say no.
Really?
Never say no.
Don't ever
I'm
say
gonna get
never.
In.
Never say
oh,
never.
Oh, I can say never. I can
yeah,
say
okay.
never.
Okay.
That motherfucker locked me out of my own house.
Hey.
That's just like she might think that's her house.
Exactly. This is my house.
She might think it's her. Maybe she had it longer than you've been there or something. Just saying.
They got it at the
whatever
same time. Y'all both
exactly.
pay bills in that motherfucker, but because you don't
that's
clean
exactly.
up, because you decide that you don't supposed to wash no dishes, wash no clothes, vacuum no floors, clean no this, clean no that, that's her house. So if you come to
that
motherfucker one
now.
Day, because you
don't put all that in there.
Okay. Yes, I did, because, I mean, technically, those are the things that would qualify somebody to say that this is my house. You know what I'm saying? That's what you tell your kids. You don't do shit around this motherfucker. You don't pay no bills. You don't clean nothing up. You don't cook no meals. You don't run no bath water. You don't do shit around here. This is my house. So it's the same thing.
Well, if she just decide for it to really be her house, then I guess that'll be okay.
Exactly. If he come home one day and the locks has changed and he can't get in that motherfucker, oh, well, it's her house. You know what I'm saying? She didn't have to. That's cool. I got my video game and my truck.
Goddamn right. I can sleep in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's big enough.
With your
good
video
luck.
Game.
Well, I don't need
good
a
luck.
Video game. I can't plug the motherfucker up.
You sure can't. You can't use the wireless either. That's for household only.
I'll park outside if she don't use the wireless.
She's going to still be trying to hook up to the wireless. She's going to change the password.
Hell yeah. It is no longer our Wi-Fi, nigga. It's my Wi-Fi.
Hey, cause you ain't in the house no more, bro.
Man, y'all got life fucked
oh,
up.
Oh, but here, baby, here's your video game. I'm going to go ahead and just hand you that. Fuck it.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to ask, dog. I, you know, when it comes to men versus women, we normally on the same side. But, dog, I got to agree with the women, man. You can't just sit there and just pinpoint shit and say, this is yours and that's mine. How can you expect to have a decent relationship when a motherfucker always saying, well, this is mine, this is yours. Well, this don't, I mean, I might want to drive this car and you tell me I can't. No, fuck that. I can drive that car whenever I want to.
Like I said, and there's certain shit that I'm not going to do in your vehicle. If I smoke and you don't smoke, I'm not going to smoke in your car. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just respectful. If you don't smoke, I'm not going to dare light up shit in your vehicle because that's your car. You know what I'm saying? Or if you get in my car and I'm, you know, whatever my thing is, I don't want to hear no rap music in my car. But I get in my car tomorrow and motherfucking NWA is in stereo, I'm going to be pissed off because, you know what I'm saying, we supposed to have an understanding. You know,
nah,
you can take
hold
my...
on. Hold on. I ain't going to change.
I was just throwing that out there.
You can change the CD you got there, so if I ain't changing the CD now. If I got a kind of CD in there, it's just going to be in there.
I mean, I was just throwing it out there as an example. It's just, you know what I'm saying, just to say, like, if you don't smoke, I'm not going to smoke in your car. You know, if I'm taking your car, if I feel the need that I need to hop in your car, I'm not going to smoke in your car, you know, and I'm not going to let nobody else smoke in your car. You know, chances are I'm not going to have nobody else in your car anyway. But the point is, there are certain things I won't do in, quote, unquote, your vehicle. Just like I would hope that, you know, if you got my car, you know, that if I don't do this or that or whatever, you would respect it enough not to do that too. I don't have a problem if you took my car, but if I don't smoke and I get in my car and I smell black and male, I'm going to be pissed off.
Well, I tell you what my mom used to tell me, you better be pissed off than pissed on.
Exactly. So you don't mind if I change the locks and you can't get in the house.
I'm getting in the motherfucking house. What part of that you don't understand?
Okay. It'll be by crook.
Locking me,
right?
I will climb through a motherfucking window if I got to. I know all the open windows. I know the motherfucking windows that don't got a lock.
Yeah, well, I mean, and because I know you know it, that's why I put a lock on it.
Mhm.
Yeah, okay. What's up, Marty Marr?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up with you, dude?
Nothing.
Marty Marr, let me ask you, man. You and your lady go get a car, right?
Yeah.
Now, y'all go get your car, and, you know, let's just say it's, you know, this car is for you. This is your car. She may have a car, but now y'all going to get you a car.
Mm-hmm.
But now, let's just say, I mean, you know, we got the new car sent off of it. You know, of course, once we get our new car, we all want to drive it. You know what I'm saying? But now we got the new car sent off. You know what I'm saying? And now, let's just say, for instance, she get up that morning and she said, well, I'm taking your car to work. Are you mad? Are you saying
you're switching it again?
I'm not switching.
Let's
shit,
say she
man.
Didn't
you
ask
it. Shit. Hold on, man. Let him answer the damn question. God damn, ain't nobody switching shit. I mean, shit, it's a simple fact is if she got up and said she's taking the car. Shit, she's taking the car.
Now ask it.
You know what? Okay, I asked both scenarios, man. God damn. All right, Marley Marr, once again.
Watch your tone when you're talking to me, son.
I'm a grown ass man. I ain't gotta watch my tone with nobody.
Watch your tone
now. Once again, like I said, Marty Ma, if she said that, for the sake of argument, let's just say she took the car. Are you mad?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a little bit pissed because
you
at least asked me.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, I tell him just like I told you, what you getting mad for? I mean, at the end of the day, it's y'all car. So what you getting mad for?
Well, if he went to go get it together, then it'd be something different. But, you know, if he get, like, I bought a new car last year, and I told her, you know, hey, I don't care when you take it. If you want to take it, just let me know.
Thank you.
Okay, I hear what both of y'all saying. But my thing is this. Whether she told you or not, I mean, let's just say she told you. Let's just say she mm-hmm. told you and something happened. All right. I mean, it's going to be the same result even if she didn't tell you and something happened. It's going to be the same result.
True. Yeah,
so what the fuck
true.
Is you? I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic. You sitting there and you saying, well, you took my car, but, I mean, we're using the scenario that you're married. So technically, it's still both of y'all cars.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you put it that way, but I'll be, you know, my thing is this, like, if you, like you said, when you first get something new, you want to roll around and get the new car smell out yourself, you know? I want to be the one that roll around and get the new car smell out myself.
I mean, now, what I said, the new car smell is gone. That's over.
No. Oh, okay. That's well, shit, now, I don't give a damn.
The new car smell is gone. Now, I did state? Did I? Let me make sure. Father Time, did I state that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I thought I did.
As the new car smell is gone, the
new car smell is gone. I don't think he quite understood what that meant, but nevertheless. Now, once the new car smell is gone, you know what I'm saying? And she take your car. You mad?
Yeah. Nah, I don't give a damn about them.
It don't matter if it's new or not, man. What's wrong with saying, hey, baby, I'm about to take your car? What's wrong with that?
Because it's not just your car, it's your car. You don't.
But she got her own car out there. Ain't nothing wrong with her car. Why I'll take mine?
So in other words, asking me. So in other words, you never took her car without asking.
Yeah, I done it.
Shut the fuck up.
But she's also done it to me.
Hey, man, can you go to a song or something, man? Because you're talking
I just want to point out that saying, hey, I'm taking your car, if anybody else can get it, that's not the same thing as saying, can I take your car? That's not asking. To say, hey, I'm about to take your car is a statement. My mind is made up. I'm not asking you. I don't give a fuck if you detest it or not. I'm taking your car. That's what that says. Asking is, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, can I take your car? You know what I'm saying? I'm about to run to the grocery store or whatever, you know what I mean? Woo, can I take your car? That's asking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm basically saying that you contradict yourself when you say, you know what I'm saying, not as long as she asks, and then you say, and she say, hey, I'm taking your car. That's not the same thing. One is telling you, one is asking you.
My thing is, if you a couple, and you jump in and you grab whatever keys is right there, who gives a fuck?
Because you know what? As soon as we start acting like that, then we ain't shit. Because, you know, a lot of times, especially if you the type of person where you make a lot of money and so you the one that pay a lot of the bills, I can't sit up here and be like, because a lot of shit I can say is mad. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
but if I
exactly.
ask like that, who the fuck would want to be with me if I'm sitting around, this is my motherfucking house, this is my car, don't touch my shit, you don't pay no bills, you know what I'm saying? If I act like that, don't nobody want to be with nobody like that.
I'm gone, shit.
That's what's wrong with, I think that's what's wrong with relationships nowadays, because too many motherfuckers, instead of saying, This is mine, this is yours. That's what's wrong with relationships nowadays. Motherfuckers keep trying to pinpoint shit. I'm a firm believer of that. When you get to pinpoint shit, that's when your relationship gets fucked up. Because at the end of the day, if y'all a couple, it's y'all's. It's not yours and his or his and hers. It's not that. This is something y'all accumulated together. I mean, all that old, well, this is mine and this is yours. Well, that's yours, this is mine. Don't touch mine, I'm going to touch yours. I mean, shit, somebody going to lose in that argument every time.
Mm-hmm. So what you say, if it ain't a watch, it ain't no his and hers. You know how they got his and hers watches. They don't act slow.
I mean, seriously, that's my belief. I think a lot of times that I think a lot of relationships, because people don't know the meaning of, I mean,
of being one.
A lot of people lost the meaning
of
sharing. A lot of relationships that lost the meaning of sharing, because the simple fact is, okay, this is mine, this is yours. How the fuck were you in a relationship if everything chopped down the middle? That's not no relationship.
That's roommate. That's
everything's
roommate.
Top down to mine and yours.
That's roommate.
Yeah.
That's no relationship. Yeah. That's just somebody that you know what I'm saying, split the responsibilities under one roof with. That's not a relationship.
And nowadays it can't be like that, no way. as hell. Everybody's struggling. So, shit, you might have to do a little bit more on this. That other person might have to do a little bit more on something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But now every time that you do the most, you got to attest to it because it's like, well, I did the most, so this is mine. Come on, man. That's not on the
Yeah.
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 I don't see how in the world that's a relationship because, well, you know what I'm saying? We got a good car and we got a mediocre car. Well, because the good car is in my name, you can't drive the good car. You got to drive the mediocre car because the mediocre car is in your name.
Nah, I can't have that, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I want her to drive. I mean, she got the newer car before I did because, you know, she most of the time got the kids. So I was like, well, you got the kids most times, so you get the new caravan. You know, the caravan
and
nothing.
And all reality, like you just said, Money Mom, first and foremost, you want your lady to have the good car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your lady to have the bullshit.
No.
You want the lady to have the good car.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Y'all want us to have something reliable, which I understand because, you know, we carrying the kids around and stuff
ain't
like that.
Ain't nobody trying to come here listening to y'all talking about, the car just stopped. The car just stopped.
Hell no.
Hell no. Us as men, we feel like shit. Come give me a boost, dog. My shit didn't
stop.
You know what I'm saying? You don't, because who the fuck she going to call? You.
You. Complaining like a motherfucker, too. Complaining like a motherfucker.
Right. you beating a fucking dead horse with that. You give her a fucked up car, and the car stopped. Oh, man, you're not going to never hit the end of that. You'll never hit the end of the car stop.
You know what? I was going to say something about that, too, because when you first brought the subject up, you know, you stated that she wanted this car, so that's the car she got. Me, personally, I'm into cars, so I know how to look under the hood and check the oil and, you know what I'm saying, check the transmission fluid and all of that other good shit. I know how to do that. So I feel If I pick the car on sound judgment, not just because it looked good. So I feel like if that's how you feel, for any lady out there, if you're going to say, hey, I want this car because it's pretty and pink or whatever, then you damn sure, you know what I'm saying, when you get into a bind, you better know how to look for that bind because that man tried to tell you, baby, this ain't the car you want, and you didn't listen to him. What is the car I'm going to get? All right, well shit.
Come on now.
That's
doing too much for me. That's a rarity.
I am into cars. That's me personally.
All right, you
and
may be
into cars,
I'll stand outside the car and look cute and have somebody come help me.
For every one female that's into cars, it's 10 to saying, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's true. And that's why
you're
supposed to be out there talking about, I want this Malibu, when you don't know shit about how that fucking Malibu works.
Mm-hmm. I still don't believe that either, because I feel like, I mean, if you do theft, he's supposed to help you.
Yeah.
But okay, that's what I'm saying, though, but what... She went out there and you told her, baby, this ain't, you know what I mean? I don't think you should get this car. And she stood there and she told you, what is the car I want? Are you telling me that you're not going to be reluctant to go out there and help her if it do break down? Because you saw some shit that she didn't know what to look for.
But you know what?
You're going to have the attitude. You're going to have the attitude. As soon as she calls you, she's like, baby, the car stopped. You're going to have an attitude.
You're going to hear, I told you so. You gonna hear I told you so, but at the end of the day, you still gonna do what you gonna do.
That's just how I feel about it because I have gone out there and picked the car for myself. But like I said, I knew how to get under that motherfucker when I went to the lot, and I knew what I was looking for. And if I didn't see what I was looking for, that ain't the car I picked. But that's me personally.
Right, and it's for everyone, motherfucker. Every one motherfucker like you was 10 motherfuckers is not.
So that's right.
20.
ain't changing no tire.
Not. And there you have it. See, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, what you said,
I have never changed no tire.
So, if I told you to open the hood up and show me where the oil goes, would you know where that goes?
No. I know how to pull the thing. I know how to pull the thing. You have to kind of open the hood for you.
Okay.
I do. So we get stranded some motherfucker where I be the one sitting there. I told your motherfucking ass. See, that's me. I got roadside
assistance. Girl, please. Somebody coming.
See, that was my whole point, though. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that just goes back to. I mean, at the end of the day, why argue about it?
Yeah, that's true. You know.
Simon, where you at, dog? You got quiet over.
Man, I'm sitting back listening, man.
Come on, nigga. Yeah, I mean, come on. Speak your mind, brother.
No, man. I'm just sitting back listening, man.
I mean, but it's a show. You got to speak your mind. You ain't no purpose of being on the show. You ain't going to speak your mind.
I already spoke my mind. My car. Period.
Oh, my goodness.
You said what now?
I said I already spoke my mind. Her car, my car. You want to use my car?
All right. You know what? I mean, can we go to a song, man?
Sure.
One of us can start singing.
All right.
enough of this singing. Let's make love.
Y'all, welcome back. We back.
Hold on, man. We got Girls Are Pimps too, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you hung up on me twice. But good morning, Divas. Good morning, Divas.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I said I was just going to sit here and be quiet, but the last thing that I heard, her car, his car, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Thank you. A female on my side. I greatly appreciate that.
I'm with you on that one. My car is my car, yours is yours. If you want to use it, for whatever reason, ask for it.
You the same motherfucker that said motherfucker got to clean your house. So
that's right, and that's true. Shit,
dog. While you sitting there agreeing with her, you the same motherfucker that said you got to clean the bathroom.
Shit,
I agree with her 100%. My car is my car. Your car is your car.
So
your car is
running.
You use my car.
Right.
If it's running, use your own car.
All right, so.
That's what it's
so you agree that you got to clean the bathroom too, right?
I ain't opposed to cleaning the bathroom.
Thank you. Thank you.
You use it, right?
Okay, so how often do you clean the bathroom, dog?
I don't clean the bathroom.
He don't.
Exactly.
But if
he that's all I'm saying.
I don't clean it every day.
He's playing tit for tat because you agree with him. But this motherfucker don't clean shit. Now, he can sit there and talk that bullshit.
He don't clean, he don't cook, he don't do shit, just sling dick. That's it.
Sling dick. King Dang-a-Lang,
if
you will.
If everybody left, I'm the only one in the crib, I'm going to clean the motherfucking bathroom. I'm going to do the dishes.
How often
I'm
going to
do everything that can be cleaned.
Thank you. I want you, man.
Nobody
got to ask you, right?
Hold on. Did you hear what he said? He said, if everybody leaves. Let's ask him a question. How often do everybody leave when you stuck there cleaning the house for the whole day?
Hey, they leave one time, about 4 days per year.
Shit.
I rest my case. The defense rests.
Now, really, I mean, how often, even with the cars, how often, I mean, my wife, I mean, as I said, I got a new car last year. I think she's been in the motherfucker maybe 3 times, you know, and it's been about a year since I had it. That's it.
That's
now, I don't mind her. I don't, yeah, that's by her choice, exactly. She knows.
Yeah,
she
but
like,
now,
she
let me ask you a question. Out of those 3 times that she used the car, how many times did she ask you before she used it?
She just told me. She was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and just take the car and go ahead and do this. You know, it wasn't that really asking. It was just like, I'm going to do this. She wanted to shine a little bit, you know, and all right, whatever. Just take my damn charger out the car and go on about your business.
Okay.
Good man.
Hey, man,
I'm just
saying,
you got to ask me.
I don't see why. I mean, if y'all in a relationship, what the fuck am I asking you for? I'm going to take whatever car I feel like taking that day.
Nah, that's bullshit. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah, well. I mean, so in other words, you see, well, we already know you got to control every situation. So,
no.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, come on. I mean, listen to your name. Girls are pimps, too. Come on. You don't feel like you got to control the situation? Listen to the name in itself. So that's not a controlling type name.
Well, let me just flat out ask you. Girls are pimps too. Are you a control freak? Do you have to have control of everything in the house? Oh, she left.
Yeah, hung up on her again.
I didn't hang up on her. Oh, she called right back, though.
I was like, this Sprint sucks. They just suck. So I'm going to hang up.
You need to quit. You need to leave that Boost alone and get the T-Mobile or Sprint or something.
Oh, no.
I got Sprint. Sprint sucks. That's what I got.
Well, that's why you keep dropping the call.
I know. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Peace up.
But my question to you before you hang up on us again and say that it's
Sprint,
are you a control freak? Do you have to control everything in the house? In a relationship? Are you in a relationship? Are you single?
Not.
You lying because you stuttering too long. You pause.
No, I'm saying kind of slow, but not really.
Relationship or not?
Are you
in a relationship, yes or no?
I'm saying, kind of sort of, but not really.
Dude, this is the last week's show. That'll answer everything you want to add. This is the last week's show. You'll understand everything. Everything has to be her way. If it ain't her way, it's no way.
Man, no. It's not. That's not it. The king is the king. There's no question about that. But what I'm saying is, in any relationship, there has to be some communicative stuff.
If
what
the king is
what?
The king crowning, then quit talking all that old bullshit. Crown the king.
No, it's not that I'm a control freak.
I
do have some
king playing in their own shit.
Exactly. King ain't never had. I told you, even James Evans. Even on good times, James didn't clean his own house. Florida cleaned the house, Florida and the kids.
I don't know. That's how y'all do y'all thing. My shit is
James,
just a little different.
James got fired from every job. He got fired from every job. Florida said, well, James, you going to find another one. Let me get you dinner for you. Shit, you like shit. You got fired, motherfucker. You better cook your own food.
No.
That's how easy, yes, it is.
That's not how, no. I'm an encouraging individual. I'm all those things. But shit, seeing how, you know, after we get all the resumes and all that other stuff set up, shit, it is not that I got to ask you to do. You just do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's an unwritten thing. You just do it.
All right,
you
didn't
have to ask me to clean up in
the
year, so do it.
You just do it, Father.
You know what?
Time.
Let me say something about that, man. Because I get accused of that shit all the time. First of all, let me let you ladies know one thing. A man cannot read your mind. You can't say, well, you should have knew. How the fuck I should have knew if you don't tell me? I can't read your mind. You know what I'm saying?
But
now
if
I get
I
accused
you
of a lot.
Now, if I told you I ain't cleaning this goddamn bathroom, you already knew it.
So what you going to do when ain't nobody there for a week? You ain't going to clean the motherfucker for a week? You going to wait till she come back?
Look here, dog. I'm going to tell you like this. And if you disagree, and oh, well, you disagree. If I got to cook, clean, and wash my own goddamn clothes, what the fuck I need you for?
What if she ain't there? What if they went away for a week? What if her and the kids went and took a vacation?
And where
ain't
the
nobody
fuck
there
with you? Okay, where the fuck is you going to let your wife and kids take a vacation without you?
What if I got to work?
If you got to work, y'all not taking a vacation that week. That's what.
That's the truth. You ain't going no vacation without
you.
Me.
Oh,
shit.
You ain't going no damn vacation without
you
me.
Ain't going
no
vacation without me.
Thank you, buddy.
You ain't still vacation.
You motherfuckers going to be sipping Mai Tais and jumping in the motherfucking pool, and I'm sitting there busting my ass, and
this
I don't even know how to.
Great.
Right. You got some nigga feeding her grapes, and I don't even know how to work the dishwasher. You out your goddamn mind. Yeah, all right. You got me fucked up.
Wow.
I don't even know how to work this motherfucker. Shit, I done put Dove in the motherfucking dishwasher. Now, Slinger's going in goddamn well. Because I
hey, hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Who is this?
Peaches.
Oh, what's happening?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What's happening?
No, because I already know what you're going to say when we bring it up to you.
Bring it up to me, ask you a question.
But I'm going to ask you anyway, Peaches. I'm going to ask you anyway. How you doing? How you doing tonight, baby?
I'm fine, baby. How you doing?
All right, Peaches, let me ask you this. We go get a cop. Now, I say this is my cop, right? No, matter of fact, we go get you a car. We go get you a car. Now, you know, like, let me reiterate this. The new car smell is going off the cop, which means we didn't have the car for a while now. All right?
Okay.
You following me, Peaches?
I'm listening.
All right. Now, I get up one morning, and I take your car to work. I don't tell you. I just get up, and I take the car. But now I leave my car, but I take your car. You mad at me?
No, as long as I got the keys to yours and get around, I'm good.
Oh, okay. You know what, Peaches? I apologize.
Oh,
I really thought you was going to say something different.
Uh-huh. See, you fooled you tonight, didn't
I? That's why I'm not big. I am big enough. If I'm wrong, I will apologize. And
I accept it.
I really thought you was going to say something different. Now, Miss Pimp and Father Time, they feel like a motherfucker got to tell them every time they touch their car.
Yep.
No, not if you're in a relationship. You ain't say nothing. If my car is there and my keys are there, shit, you know the deal. Your car gone or his car here and I got the keys. Shit, all right. Holler at you later. See you when you get back.
Well, he's a male chauvinist. he's a male chauvinist, and she thinks she believes she's a pimp. So you know that. I mean, come on.
Oh my goodness. But to each his own, that's just me. I'm still gonna roll with you.
That's what's up.
Father time don't know nothing.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? Hold up. I got my sister right here. My sister sitting next to me. Sis. They can hear you, so nigga took your car, and you heard what I was talking about. He took the car, but, you know, he didn't ask you. You going to get mad.
About my nigga?
Yeah, your nigga took your car.
No.
All right, well, see, me and my sister agree.
What'd she say?
She said no. She said no.
Exactly.
Well,
no. She agreed with me.
I got my cousin in the back. Okay, they both agree. They not gonna get mad.
Exactly. What is you gonna get mad for?
I don't know.
You ain't fucking ass.
At least you didn't ask.
Why you gotta ask.
You gotta ask.
Give me an option. You give me an option to say no or yes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
just don't feel
male.
No sense of entitlement is what I'm saying. There's no sense of entitlement. You're not entitled to any. No bullshit.
Let me ask you something, man. All right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say she's wrong. That's cool. That's common courtesy, but still, I say he ain't gotta ask him. A little sexy said that's common courtesy. That's a little sexy talking. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
What's up, Lil Sexy?
What's happening?
You great.
Let me ask you a question, man. I'm speaking from the marriage side. Okay, you married. And you say what's y'all's is y'all's, right? It's ours together, right? That's your stance, right?
Right.
Okay. That would be.
That's your stance, right?
Yeah, that would be. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, you sleep. You sleep, right? But remember now, it's y'all's together. You sleep. Your wife goes in your wallet, take out $100, and leave. Go shopping. Go to the grocery store, wherever she's going. She just took $100 out of
your
wallet.
I don't agree with that.
But what's y'all's is y'all's together. It's ours. So she took the money without asking you. You don't have a problem with that.
No,
I see where you're going, Father Time. I'm still with you.
Ask me. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but at least wake me up and ask me. Don't go in my wallet. I wouldn't want him to go in my purse, so don't go in my wallet.
Okay, hold on, baby. I want him to answer that question for me.
Would I have a problem with her going in my wallet? Yes, I would. I would have a problem going in the wallet.
Can I ask a question?
Can I finish my question?
Go ahead.
And whether you want to hear this or not, I mean, yeah, I'm the first one. Damn, hold on, motherfucker. I'm the first one to say we got our own personal things and we got our own things that's public. Cars, I believe it's public. That's both of ours. My wallet, yeah, that's mine.
Her purse is hers.
Her purse is
okay,
hers.
Okay, so
her wallet
so,
is mine.
So kill that.
That's
kill hard. That. What if it was a joint bank account? It is no different.
If it's a joint bank account.
A joint
account,
bank account, which is considered two people, it's a joint thing, and somebody goes in there and takes whatever the hell they want to do and do what they want to do without saying anything to your partner. It's no different.
It's a joint bank account. I mean, shit.
Okay, so you don't feel that you feel entitlement because it's a joint and you can take what you want whenever you get ready?
No.
It's so different.
I mean, if you're not abusing it, hold on, can I talk? Damn. If you're not abusing it, then no, I don't feel like it's a problem. You're not abusing it. I mean,
but
shit,
you
it's
didn't
joint.
Speak
it's,
on
it's
it.
It's mine and yours. It's mine and yours.
Nah.
It's not just.
So,
but how the hell are you saying no? But if you said the word joint, This is what I'm not understanding.
Okay, but at some point, I mean, you got to say, look, this one is out of here. Whether it's a joint or whatever, the other person needs to know what's good. Because if it, for whatever reason, like I said, what if it's for bills or whatever, and you take it upon yourself, joint or not, you take it upon yourself to take $100 out of here, which may be intended for bills, and that other person is not knowing.
All right, that
so
means
I'm saying we can use that word common courtesy.
Hold on. You need to put, if we got a joint bank account and you took $100 out of that, that was for bills, you need to put that $100 back.
Well, I think you're missing her point, though, man.
Like,
I think you're missing her point. Her point
I'm
is.
I'm not missing her
even
point.
If you took
no,
the
I'm
money
not
out.
Missing her point. I'm not missing
Hold on,
her
let
point.
Me finish.
I heard
let me finish. Even if you took the money out, you still should go and tell that other person, hey, I took $100 out of your account.
You know what? If you could put it, I'm going to tell you, like, tell me if you can't put it back. If you can't put it back, then tell. If you can put it back, then I don't give a fuck. If you take that $100 out of bill money and you put it back, I don't give a fuck.
Man, come on, dude. You would have a problem with that. You would have a motherfucking problem with that.
What am I going to get bad for
if
you put it back?
If you're talking about a joint account, then that means that both parties know what the money is there for. So, therefore,
exactly.
If I take $100 out of our joint account, I'm not taking $100 when I know that the bills are due. I'm taking $100 when everything is taken care of, and now we just got $500, $600, $700
you know
sitting there or whatever the case. And
you know,
now
I'm going to tell you like that. I'm going to tell you like this. If she took $100 out the motherfucking joint bank account and it was bill money, you got the wrong bitch with you.
I have to agree with that because, and, you know, that's just being reckless with the money. That's abusing it. If you got a joint account, y'all both supposed to know what that money is there for, what it's allotted for. Go out, what's coming.
No,
and everybody
not putting all their money in the joint account anyway.
That is completely
right.
The point. The point is, if you know that the bill money is coming out tomorrow, but you wanted this new pair of shoes that hit the market today, you got the wrong bitch shoe.
You got the wrong
bitch. That bitch ain't supposed to go get no shoes when she know the damn light bill is coming out.
I'm
going to
use a term that
you
was
got the wrong punk ass nigga. You got the wrong dumb ass bitch. Now, call it what you want.
Well, at the same time, though, you still supposed to say, hey, I took so and so out of the account so the other person will know.
Amen.
Whether you do it at the beginning or once you've already taken it out, it still don't matter because you didn't already put it.
Well, yeah, that's true, but you still should let the other person know.
That's the whole point.
You should let the other person know because it's their money too.
Right? Oh, it's out of respect.
And so that's, and I failed you when you were saying, you know, wallet versus purse. And having two cars, you say that's a joint thing. You know, you're in a relationship, whatever, joint thing. And you don't feel that you should have to ask to use the other person's car. And I'm saying, for me, that's bullshit. Ask to use my car. Give me an option to say yay or nay. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not just going to assume that I can use your car just because I feel like it. I'm going to ask you. I'm not just going to take it because I feel it's an entitlement. It's so different when you going in purse because you feel that you have some entitlement. That's a violation. The end.
You know, when you're talking about money and your money that you worked for yourself, that's not a joint thing. That's hours that you worked. You went to your job by yourself, and that's money that you earned. And if you choose to put that money in a joint account, I mean, that's different. But when you're talking about people just taking other people's money, to me that's different than talking about using somebody's car that you guys bought together, that you bought it with the household money. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, to me, those are two different things.
That you're right. That's different. I agree with that.
From what I heard it just being too, and I probably did come in like way after the conversation, but from what I heard, it was just two cars, a his and her kind of thing, and, you know, would you be mad if your guy or girl just took your car and whether they left you the keys or not, just took your car without even saying anything? And straight up, I would be mad too.
It wouldn't matter. As long as I got something to drive, it don't matter. As long as I'm not just left in the house without able to get around.
Yeah,
right.
Would,
like, it just don't matter.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I would just
which
be
car,
mad.
Which car I drive.
Now, yeah.
If it was a special event, of course he wouldn't take the car. That's what I'm saying. It's like we think like the other person is not being considerate. That's not, they still would be considerate if you let them know that you had plans. I'm sure they're not going to take the car if you wanted to use that specific car for a special event or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but you more than likely, you didn't already told this person, I ain't doing nothing today, or I'm not going nowhere, or whatever. Y'all just probably more than likely already had this conversation. So if they decide, my partner decides to get up and get in my car and drive off, and yeah, maybe I decided I want to run to the grocery store or something. As long as I got a car here to drive, it shouldn't matter. If he told me, that's just like, well, then he might as well tell me everywhere he's going to.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a damn as long as you just leave my damn charger. Leave my damn charger out the car.
Right.
Well, in the mortal words of Charlie Murphy, not happening. Not happening.
All right, that's your
nope.
opinion.
I think you should ask.
I'm with you. I'm still rolling with you on that.
Yeah. Okay, Pip.
Well, that's just like, yeah, that's just like the money thing with the joint account. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody different, but you know, this is how I do it. I just, you know, when the money go in, you know, she take out what she need for her little play-around money, and I take out what I need for my play-around money, and then leave the rest in for the bills. And whatever's left over, then we put it in savings or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You take out, you already know what your bills are going to be every month anyway.
Let me ask you this, dog. With what you just said, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You say she take out what she need, you take out what you need, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's suppose she ain't putting as much in there as you, right? Let's say you make more money at your job than she do. All right, let's say we'll make it an even number. You putting in $500 when you got paid, she got paid, her direct deposit was $300, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's say, well, baby, I need $400 to do what I got to do. You got a problem with that?
Mm.
You got a problem with it? She deposited $300, but she withdrawing $400.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because I'm like, well, you ain't covering your bills. You ain't covering the bills.
See, but that's what I'm saying. If you covering the bills, like say y'all money has already covered the bills, and she did take an extra $100. But it was extra money.
Yeah, I don't give a damn about that.
Exactly. As long as you
bills.
Know that your bills are covered, that's what I'm saying. If I put in $3,000 a paycheck and you only put in $500, that's just like, that goes back to what we first started talking about. If I'm sitting here saying, well, this most of my money, don't touch my shit, or I'm not putting no my money in no motherfucking joint account, when I make way more money than you, then that's me being a bitch, trying to keep all my shit to myself. Then what do I need to be with somebody else for if I'm not willing to share my wealth with you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still saying no about my car. You want to count or not? Don't drive my car. Exactly.
And when
you need help carrying that high note, you better not ask. I want you. You better not even fix your little
Oh, I mean, hey, we paying my note and your note. We paying both of the notes.
No, I'm saying if you ain't got the money to pay your note, because this is so much your car, then she shouldn't be helping you pay your note.
What you mean? We paying both notes. My note gets paid.
Oh, really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, okay.
Both cars still got notes on them.
Oh, okay. So she, yeah, okay. So she assists with that too, I'm sure.
She what?
So she assists with that car too then.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
So she
assists,
you understand what I'm saying? So she
assists
with that
final. I cannot hear the last word she's saying. I hear it, so she's something new. I'm serious. I cannot hear what she's saying. I swear to God, I cannot. I heard, so she's something with that note. That's all I heard.
Well, let me break.
Yeah, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Well, maybe if somebody else say it, you can hear better.
Right. Okay, let somebody else say it so I can hear it. Go ahead, somebody, anybody. I'm ready to respond, though.
Yeah,
now, he just broke up. Now, I know y'all just heard him break up.
Right, I know.
All right, I hear you now. What'd you say now?
I said, do she assist with the car note?
Yeah, she assists with both notes. We both do.
Oh, okay. That's what she was
saying.
And
we have a joint account, and the money comes out of our joint account.
Mm-hmm. Even Marley Ma like, yeah, motherfucker, you hit it.
I mean, I don't understand the question.
Mm-hmm. You ain't retarded, motherfucker. You understand the question.
Yeah, you understand.
I don't understand. If we both tend to know, what's the difference?
Exactly.
Well,
that's
the same thing. That's our whole point. What's the difference?
Yeah.
If I take the car or not, what's the difference?
Because it's my car.
We both paying on it. So, to me, it's both our cars.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's
hey,
both
I
our
gotta...
cars when we take your car back. Then it's both our cars. Until then, it's mine and it's yours.
Hey, okay, well, how about this? Say you want to get a car, you know, but your girl's credit, which most of them is, you know, seeing females, most of them better paying bills and then go through the shit that as men coming up being young as we did. No, my credit just now being you know, on par past couple of years. So when we got cars, shit, I went through her credit score. Shit, hell, you get the car. Because it won't be a whole lot cheaper going through your name. Anyway, you know, I don't give a damn who's name on damn title. Shit, I'm driving around the whip.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it like
this,
man.
Would it still be your car? Would it still be your car?
So she still got to ask to drive the car.
If I drove the car off the lot, it's my car. You drove it off the lot, it's your car.
That's how we get that 911. Oh, everything is in my name.
Hey, car in my name. Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. We got a new call. We got a new call. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Hello? Caller, what's happening? Who this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
I guess it's nobody.
I'm talking to 317-439. Who is 439? I'm talking to you.
That's Teaches. How I'm a new caller. I've been on here.
You must have hung up and called back.
Oh, I did.
What's going on? Talk to me.
I, you know, my dude went through that. You know, him and this girl was always arguing about the damn car. You know, she got the car in her name. But he's like, no, man, that's my motherfucking car. You know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, oh, it's the first day she come out of her mouth. Oh, hell no, motherfucker. The title of my name. I'm like, hey, man.
See, but that's what I'm saying. But she wrong for acting like that. But she wrong for that, for acting like that. But when we try to share and be open with each other and be one and be a team, then, you know, you got some people that just want to be standing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's there.
Well, I mean, hey, both my cars is in my name, but that's her car. I don't say that's my van. That's her van. Right, she driving more than I do, so it's hers.
Okay.
We went to go get it. We went and got it for her.
Well, maybe she just needs to get in your car and drive a little bit more often, so it'll be her.
Huh? I'm sorry, that didn't make no sense to
you. You said whichever vehicle they drive the most, that's which one is yours. I said maybe she needs to drive yours more often.
No, I said whichever car you drive the most.
I know.
I'm confused. I'm confused. I'm not gonna lie.
Let me break it down. Everybody needs to have their own account with a joint account. It's like this. I have a joint account, and I got my own account.
So now you hide shit from me.
No, my account is for my grandkids. He knows all about it. It ain't for me, it's for the grandkids.
Oh, fuck that. You got to, do I know about this?
And I do not touch it. And I do not touch it because what's in the joint account is what's in the joint account.
No. I say, do I know about your separate account?
Oh, yeah, you know about, you got the paperwork.
So I have access to withdraw from that account whenever I need to then, right?
No. Not it's for the grandkids. I said it's for the grandkids, not for you and not for me. For the grandkids, not even for emergency. It's for the grandkids.
I think you had some shit.
There you go.
I should have access to both accounts.
I think you trying to dictate too much shit.
You can't withdraw anything from it.
Right.
The savings account.
She's saying you got all access to it. You just can't take nothing out of it. She can't take nothing out of it. You can't take nothing out of it. It's for the grandkids.
Thank you.
Then I don't have access to it if I can't take nothing out of it.
Man, go on.
You
ain't having access.
You always want to make stuff so difficult. It's a separate account. You can't get it. Get over it.
That's bullshit. Now you had shit.
All right, ladies out there, now do y'all feel me? If it's for your kids and for your grandkids and y'all can't have access to it, tell him the story.
Well, I'm with you on that one.
my account is my account. I will never be a joint account. So I will never do that.
Right. I have a joint account and a separate account as well, and I'm with you. My account is my account, period. Joint is just that.
Bullshit,
I'm with you on that. You won't have access to my own account. No.
Oh, that's a bank card to your account?
That's your partner.
No,
there,
no. You don't
that's
need that.
Partner,
you
right?
have your own.
That's your partner.
That's
your
man. That's right. I'm still with you, but no.
That's your man.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride with him to the end, but you know, not
y'all,
for my own personal account.
Y'all ended it came to a screeching halt.
And I wouldn't.
Well, how are we together? I don't have access to your account. How are we in a relationship?
But you do. You have
and access, I don't have
to the joint
account.
To the account. I wouldn't want access to yours.
Yeah, exactly.
The end.
Oh, so if I offered you a bank card to my private account, you wouldn't take the card?
Absolutely not.
Uh-oh.
I sure wouldn't.
I'm not.
I wouldn't manage
it.
I sure wouldn't. That's your money. You do what you do.
but you're going to turn down a bank card.
I sure would.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
What do I need your card for? If you want to pay something, you can just give me your card. I'll pay
if I offered you the card, you would take it.
No,
if I
would not.
The card, you would take it. Yeah, all
I sure
y'all
would not.
Yeah,
no, sir.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
No, no.
A man offers you a man offered you a card to his account with the pen, and y'all said, "Oh, I'm not gonna take it, baby. That's your money. Get the fuck out."
Exactly. I would.
It's always a gimmick set. Exactly. You talk all that cash money, mail it and see. And when you be surprised, an envelope is not even going to be open. I'm going to put it inside another envelope and send it back to you.
I'm with you on that.
How about that? How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't send it to me.
Return the sender.
Don't send it to me. I'm spending my fucking.
I ain't sending you shit, dog. Don't worry about it. I already know.
It's going to get going.
All you ladies. Ladies on here on that bullshit. Ain't that one of them turned down a free pen. Ain't nobody turned down a free pen. We cash in it too?
No, I'm not touching it.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe you.
I send you
believe
a pic.
That.
I send you a pic. Have my new J's on. Jordan shirt. Velour shit.
And with the matching hat.
Yeah, everything. Black and red. Killing it.
Well, dog, I'll tell you what, I go get North Carolina blue, so.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yep.
So, see, what I'm saying, though, at least y'all were like, fuck it, I'm gonna take the card. They saying they going to send me the card back. Free money. Ain't nobody turning down no free money.
Shit, I am. Everything free is not always good, you know. I think with that will come some extra and some bullshit. I don't think men know how to handle money anyways, but, you know, that would be your own demise.
See, women got that mindset where, you know, hell, they didn't came up upon so many niggas when they went to Red Lobster. Like, hey, you know, with that crab and that lobster, I'm getting some pussy, right?
Well,
if you order off that menu, you know, them legs are open.
So
they don't believe that, man.
It's steak, lobster, and dick. It's a combo.
Exactly.
Ladies, y'all don't believe that, right?
Uh-huh.
Y'all can put on anything on the menu, and you don't owe that man nothing in return. Because I heard every last one of y'all say that. I heard every last one of y'all say that.
They all quiet now.
Right, nobody got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
No response, lady?
No.
so all y'all in agreement that if you order steak and lobster, you got to get that ass up. All y'all agree with that?
No.
I ain't giving up nothing for knock about my own steak and lobster. Now, if you buy me that shit in Paris, that might be different.
Yeah. You got to be in Paris for Janine. For Janine, you got to be in Paris for Janine to give up.
I mean, if you buy me that type of meal and we in another country, that might be something different. I ain't about to see no ass taking me to no Red Lobster or no shit like that. You crazy as hell. Longhorn Steakhouse. I could do that shit myself.
Well, I tell you what, if I take you to a different country, you giving it up anyway.
Goddamn right. Shit.
That's a few thousand to go to another country, so you giving some up.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck in that muscle without a passport the next day. I just stole your passport because you won't give it up.
Now if I take you from a damn, if I take your ass from Indianapolis to shit, Cleveland, shit, you put the shit be popping off.
So I want my dick sucked the whole way there.
Well, I gotta get that first. We gotta wait till we land first. I gotta make sure you really taking me to the right place. I want you to try to renege.
Hey, I'll be going around in that circle, in that intersection all the time. We almost there. I keep seeing that same sign. And girl, just keep going. We almost there.
Oh, shit.
As soon as I met, we here. Well, motherfucker, I'm back in front of my house. Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
That's a good one. I don't know if it's going to work, but that's a good idea.
Be on the damn turnpike from damn where.
Hey, just stay on the turnpike. You're getting off and on. Just don't let her head come up. It's a constant rotation.
But damn, dog, if she's smart, she can be like, damn, we making a whole lot of right turns.
She's too busy doing what the fuck she's supposed to be doing. If she that busy, she ain't paying attention. If she paying attention, she ain't doing something right.
Oh, shit.
And all y'all always be acting like y'all want that done. Half of y'all be in the ditch somewhere having an accident. Can't even drive right.
I'll never get it done. I can't handle it. I'll swear it down. I end up in a tree. I don't got no shame in admitting it. I can't handle that shit.
We can call him Teddy Pendergrass. He can close his eyes.
Right. You forgot why I was at. I done forgot what I was doing. He drove off the bridge.
He fucked around and fell off the damn on ramp. Them over all off in the ditch somewhere.
Hey man, I can admit it, man. I can't handle that shit. I can't do it. That shit fucks me up. I have to pull over.
All right, man. We done went over, man. Well, let's get on up out of here.
Ugh. All right. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, so it was good talking with everybody. And I'll be on here tomorrow. Sorry I was late. My mother decided to call me after months of not speaking to her.
Okay. Pimps are girls, too. You got any last words?
Pimps are girls, too. Girls are pimps, too.
I mean, girls are pimps, too. I'm so sorry. I ain't got my glasses on.
I love y'all. You guys are my reasons for this Tuesday's period. Just make my days. I can't wait till y'all come back on. I love y'all.
That's what's up.
You're on my team tonight anyway, so we all good. Marley Marl, you got any last words, bro?
All right. Like always, good show, you know. I'll try to call in tomorrow. And like pimps and girls, pimps or hey, what the hell, pimps? Like she said, you know, and shit. I can't wait till Tuesday and Wednesday always pop back up, you know.
That's what's up.
Lick the stove. Any last words? Lick the stove? Okay.
Omar there. Omar done popped up.
You got any last words, dog?
Hey, man. Sin City Radio Show. SinCityRadioShow.com. Cover soon.
Yeah, it's coming, y'all. It's coming. Working hard on that motherfucker. Headaches and all.
All right. All right,
y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. Same time tomorrow night, y'all.
Peace, love, and head grease. We out.
Peace.